very quickly halachot. And the halachot of muktzah is a very interesting halacha and it's very practical. What happens if, let's say, one child is holding an item of muktzah and one wants to come and pick up their child? We know that you're not allowed to move muktzah, right? This was the halacha that we said. So now, by me picking up my child, in essence, I'm not directly moving the muktzah, but I am, in essence, moving my child who is moving muktzah as well. So the halacha is, a person would not be allowed to pick up their child if their child would be holding some item that is muktzeh.
Muktzeh
is an item that is not allowed to be moved on Shabbat. There's many different categories. Something that could be used for buildings, something that could be used for all different types of melachot, or electronics, things of the like. All of that is considered muktzeh. There's many different categories of muktzeh. So all of that, if a child would be holding that, you would not be allowed to pick them up. But in certain situations, that let's say the child is frantically crying, this is what Chacham Avadia writes. And he says he's frantically crying so much to the sense that if a person would not come to pick up their child, the child would get sick. The child would not be able to handle it. So he says in that situation, if you cannot convince the child to let go of the muktzeh, you'd be allowed to pick them up. But all of that is on two conditions. Number one, the item that the child is holding cannot be something that is valuable. If it's something that's valuable, let's say the child is holding a sum of money, or holding something that's valuable that's muktzeh, then you pick them up and the muktzeh falls. So what are you going to be inclined to do? The Chachamim understood that maybe since it's valuable, you might be inclined to go and pick it up yourself. So they said in that case, you're not allowed to pick up the child under any circumstance. Another condition that you need is to make sure that this is all obviously within an Eruv. Of course, if there's no Eruv and you're doing this outside, you would not be allowed to pick up your child altogether because there is no Eruv whatsoever. So again, the halacha is, if your child is holding an item that is muktzeh, you should ideally not pick them up. And of course, in a situation where they're frantically crying and they would not put the muktzeh down, you can pick them up in order to calm them down. Have a great day.